Say that the disease of your joints, what do you usually call that?
Arthritis.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Is that the same thing as rheumatism?
I don't think so. Or rheumatism kind of aches, but arthritis, if you get bad enough, you can't hold, it makes your fingers shrivel up, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. Kind of disease that people don't get very much anymore. You have a severe sore throat and maybe blisters on the inside of the throat, and they give you shots for it, and you choke to death with it. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that strep throat?
Well, it's something kind of like that. Did they use this?
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't have that very much anymore.
No, everybody got that knocked out.
Yeah. And the disease that makes you turn yellow when you...
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's something like hepatitis. It makes you turn yellow.
Does it?
Sure does.
I didn't know that. My grandfather had when he was in the hospital, he had some kind of cancer. And it killed him, and he had a jaundice. Mm-hmm. Got that stuff. He lost his mother's daddy. He went in the hospital. He weighed about 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. I think he lost about 150 pounds.
Yes, yeah, sir. This I don't know if you know him. His folks were raised out in Chisholm.
Yeah.
And all, and he got it. He's a big old strapping boy, weighed about 200 pounds, about 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
He went down to 100 pounds. But he got over it. It was hepatitis, but they call it the same thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
Say, if your children are out late and your wife's getting a little bit excited, but, you know, you might say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I worry more about it than she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's funny. I guess parents don't have hours. I remember when I first started dating, I was about the 10th grade or so. All the girls had to be at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like that. I used to think that was pretty early. I didn't like it too
much. Right.
And I started in Alabama there on weeknights. Those girls had to be at 11 o'clock in the dorm. I think they've done away with that for the most part. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack.
Appendectomy. Mm-hmm. Attacked appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, it wouldn't stay down. You say you had to...
You had to puke or vomit or upchuck.
Mm-hmm. One, are any of those terms cruder than the others? Are they all?
I think puke is very crude.
Yeah.
But vomit, that's just a word for it.
Yeah, just a neutral term. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, if a person vomited, you say he was sick. Where he's sick.
Sick in his stomach.
Mm-hmm. And you might say she hardly got the news when she came right over to. She's going to let you know about it. You might say that. But she'd hardly got the news herself when she came right over to...
To the house?
Yeah, to do what she was going to...
Tell me about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, let's see. Say you hear that your children are, you know, there's a chance maybe after your daughter's gone away to school, there's a chance she's going to come home on the weekend. You'll say, well, if she doesn't come,
I'll call her.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. If you're both going to be glad to see me, you might say we'll be
glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Get some more pleasant things. Get away from diseases here. Let's see. When a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house. Over and over, you say he's doing what?
He's courting pretty heavy.
Yeah, courting pretty heavy. Any other terms you might use there?
I believe he's stuck on her.
Stuck on her. Mm-hmm.
In love.
Anything that younger people might say? How they phrase it the same way, you think?
I don't know. I ain't never heard them say. They're right serious.
Mm-hmm. And do those terms, do they indicate different degrees of seriousness, you know?
I don't think so.